Today's scripture reading will be starting at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds it and takes care of it, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Today is a multi-purpose Sunday in that there are three things in the life of the church going on today. First off, obviously, it's Father's Day. Secondly, it is Trinity Sunday. And thirdly, within the Methodist Church, it is Peace and Justice Sunday. So when I talked to Chris a few weeks ago, he said, you pick whatever topic you want to focus on for this Sunday. And I decided to focus on Father's Day, of course. Father's Day is the day that us guys get recognized. Not only us guys, but grandfathers, uncles, anyone who has an influence upon children. Well, he left. I mean, Zach's not a father yet, but he has a great influence upon our children and a wonderful ministry he does. So the question is this: what is the ideal father? It's all about relationship. And Paul tries to address the importance of relationship in this scripture in the book of Ephesians. He focuses on what is the perfect husband? And you see, I feel personally that you have to be a good husband before you can be a good father. All right, I knew someone was listening. You have to have that relationship with your spouse to model for your children. That's how your children learn about what fatherhood is all about. That's where your children learn what it means to be a person of God. It's all about relationship. I don't have it all memorized. And one of the important things within that relationship is the idea of sacrificial love. I have a question for you. Dads in the house, or uncles, or grandpas, or whoever, how many times have you had to give up something that you really wanted? Maybe it was a new putter for those who are golfers. Maybe it was a new laptop. Maybe it was a new pair of shoes for yourself. And you had to lay that down to buy shoes for your children. or you had to give up your quiet time and your personal time to hug your child, to read them a story, to wipe away a tear. That's that sacrificial love that Paul is talking about. It's that stepping up and taking care of others before you take care of self. Unfortunately, and there's two sides to the coin, as the sermon says, the title. Unfortunately, that's not always reality in today's world. Unfortunately, this kind of, it's a curse, as far as I'm concerned, of meism. Meism says, I am more important than anything else. I am more important than my children. I am more important than my spouse. And what I want to do and what I want to be is more important than any of that. And there is no sacrifice. In my experience as a counselor, in my experience as a police officer, those of you who have been teachers or counselors or Sunday school teachers have seen the result of that. We have seen a generation in our society, and it's nothing new, it's gone on forever, who don't know what it is to be a father or to have a father. They don't know what it is to have that person who sacrificially gives for them, because all they know is a daddy and mommy who are high on dope. This is tough. It's a tough message. I've wrestled with giving this message all week because I'm going, Lord, this isn't like me. This is a dark message. But the thing is, the reality of what's going on around us in society today is dark. I don't want to lose my point. I talk from the heart. Y'all know that. This is the other side of that coin. This is the curse of meism that puts me first above everybody else, and the heck with the rest of you, including my children, including my spouse. This is the reality of our world. And the question then becomes, church, what can we do to fight against this? What can we do to help the world see the reality of what it should be like? And I'm glad to say that I know several gentlemen, from Mr. Joe all the way in the back to Mr. Kleberg up front, who are the example. Oh, you're not perfect. I won't give you credit or me credit for that. But the thing is that we try in our relationship with God and in our relationship with our family to demonstrate what a father should be, what that self-sacrifice amounts to, what that caring for a child means, what it means to... What it means, and I know some of you have done that across multiple places. Sometimes you're the only example that a child has had of what a father should be. And not to forget you ladies, the only example of what a mother should be. The only example of what parenting is really supposed to be. And we often do that in many ways across the board. This morning, one of the gentlemen from Carbondale is still in his 80s and helping to lead a scout troop. We had a conversation about how we, as scout leaders, often are the only male role figure that a young man, or now a young lady in scouting, may have. How many of us have been Sunday school teachers? How many of us have been youth leaders? How many of us have been that substitute, that surrogate that is needed in today's society? I encourage you, don't quit. We still need you. How many of you, I don't want hands, How many of you are grandparents helping raise grandchildren who need someone? How many of you continue to encourage our young people? And young people, I see you back there, Joe. Look at those models. May you become that person who is the next generation of fathers and mothers who can show that sacrificial, selfless love for others, for a child. How many of you have served as a mentor? I know that this couple up here, I'm picking on Kim and Steve, I'm picking on you all, but I know that having watched you in my time at SCC, Miss Kim, that you were a mentor to us poor folks trying to write English papers. But how many people don't have a mentor? On Wednesday night, we feed a large crowd of people here. And if you get to know some of those folks, as some of us have, you find out that a lot of the reason they're where they're at is because they never had good parents. They don't know what it is to stand forth. They don't know what a sacrificial example looks like. So this is the dark side of that coin. And today, I salute all those wonderful fathers in this sanctuary, or fathers-to-be. And I salute all those wonderful mothers, or mothers-to-be. You've got a tough road. And in today's society of me-ism and self, it's all about me. It doesn't matter if you're my kids. I'm not buying you a pair of shoes because that means I can't get a fix today. That's not happening. Two sides of that coin. And I'm so proud and so blessed to be in a group of folks who, guys, you got it. You understand it. You know what it means. So here's the challenge. The challenge is this. Pray, pray, and pray again. Let God open your eyes. You're going to find people just walking around you. Maybe someone at work, maybe someone even in your child's school classroom. There's going to be someone that needs you. There's going to be someone that needs just that hug or that encouragement that you can offer. And young people, you may even find that person in your class at school that God puts on your heart to reach out to and be a friend to, because they don't have any friend at home. They just have a place to flop. And maybe or maybe not by our children's table ministry, maybe even a meal tonight. Yes, this is the serious side of fatherhood, the negative side of fatherhood. And I don't mean to dwell on that, but that's what the Lord's laid on my heart. That we kind of all sometimes need to wake up and smell the rotten roses. That we need to take and see reality for what it is. We need to be concerned. We need to be caring. And yes, I know, due to physical restrictions and everything else, that maybe you can't do what you did 20 years ago. I can't. But I can still do something. I can still, VBS coming up, I can still hug a child or hold their hand. I can still do what needs to be done. Next week I'll be leaving. I'll be gone for a week. And I'm going to be sleeping on a cot again for a week at scout camp. And I know there are some children in our troop that need maybe just a hug. Yeah, I know. We're not safe sanctuaries, et cetera, et cetera. You got to be careful with that stuff. But sometimes that's exactly what someone needs. It's just a hug. It's just a word of encouragement. It's just a pat on the back. Hey, you did good today. You see, because fatherhood, in my view, for what that's worth, is not limited to just us guys. We're all part of it. That fatherhood is not limited to blood relatives. Most of you know Dick Corneli. Dick spent years with Big Brothers Big Sisters helping children who needed help have a mentor, a caring someone to watch over them. There's always we can serve. There's always that always we can continue to exhibit and encourage and show others what a father is all about. Now, this is kind of a dark sermon for me. Y'all have heard me before. I try to be encouraging. But I am being encouraging again. Last time, I'm being encouraging in that. Don't let your heart be hard. You never know where God's going to place someone in your path that needs that Father's touch. And it's just not limited to our own. It's every child across the county, across the society. Just like Pastor Yang, I'll get it right, and his group is going down to spread that love this week. We were just a way station. We were just a way station, like an old stagecoach stop on their way to Barberville to help rebuild houses and do repairs and show that love of Christ this week to people in Knox County. Folks, if you haven't been on the children's table, you need to go sometime because it's right here, right now in this county. Multiple children who need someone. I don't know the answer how to help them all, and maybe you don't know the answer how to help them all, but we all have the answer on how to just help a little piece. Because there are two sides of the coin of fatherhood. There's the perfect example, as Paul tells us, of husband and father in Ephesians. But the other side, which I'm sorry I felt led to dwell on today, is the negative lack of fatherhood, often right before our eyes, right in our neighborhood. Let's pray. Father, I've said what you want me to say. I'm shutting up. I'm letting you speak to hearts. But Lord, help us all to recognize and to understand that fatherhood is a wonderful thing. It's sacrificial. It's mentoring. It's all about relationship with our spouse, with our children, with our grandchildren, with our nieces and nephews and whoever else comes across our path, and with those who don't have, that have been denied or have lost the example of a father or the example of a father is who you talk to grandma and grandpa about who's raising you, the example of fatherhood who's a crackhead or a meth head. And Lord, it's a bad time we live in. But Lord, we believe in you. We believe you can move us. We believe that you can put before us those things which we can recognize to help others. And we all have the opportunity, male or female, young or old, to be a surrogate father to someone. And that's our prayer for today, that we can help those who need us the most. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen.